You know, I tried to rush back. I tried to get back on the field, and I ended up setting myself back farther and farther. If I would have just kind of relaxed for, you know, 3 weeks, I would have been back in 3 weeks. But I tried to get back as soon as I could, and it was just kind of counterproductive.
Is that enough? It was a Friday practice, and you tried to come back?
Yeah, against the right wing against the Giants, and I set myself back, yep.
Did you just tweak it or something?
Yeah. Basically, yep.
Frank, are you wearing any type of a protection on it now, or?
You know, I just had a protect like a knee brace type deal with Donjoy, just for precautionary purposes. But that's about it.
Which knee is it?
Am I right? I just had a sprain in my knee, and you know, I mean, you think it's sprain, it's not that serious, but it is tears. So, you know, it's, I didn't know that even, you know, they said you have tears in your knee, and it just takes rest, you know, to heal it. And so that's what I had to do.
What kind of combination, if Walden's healthy, can you and he provide for that spot?
Yeah, I don't know how it's. I mean, Walden's playing great football. There's no doubt about that. I'm just, you know, here, I don't know, just trying to, you know, provide depth if I have to, just help the team win. I don't know how that's going to work all out, but, yeah, I mean, wherever I need to fit in, that's what I want to do.
Whoever has put in there
has a lot to, right, that has a lot to do with Coach Green's coaching. You can't, I mean, he's a heck of a coach, and the way he gets his guys ready to play is outstanding. I mean, he played the game, he knows what it takes to perform well, and you can see that through his players.
Okay, I mean, I'm sure it was frustrating being out for the extended time, but being back now is pretty cool, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl, obviously the biggest game in a lot of our careers. It'd be really awesome to get out there on the field. But then again, it's just another game, and that's how we got to go about it. And for me, it just felt great to be out there with the guys again and practicing and moving around and just having a good time again.
Frank, you talked about kind of your journey this season and how sort of unexpected it is. The idea that it ends in the Super Bowl, is that just, what does that add to it?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a dream come true season, you know. I thought maybe, you know, I'd be lucky to make the practice team. That's what I thought, you know, before coming in. And now, 20 weeks later, in the Super Bowl. So, obviously, it's been a dream come true season. And, yeah, it's awesome.
Were you limited in all today, or did they tell you to cut it loose?
Yeah, I knew I had to cut it loose. I mean, I'm not saving up for anything. It's the Super Bowl. I need to find out if I can, you know, give it everything I have, you know. So I wasn't trying to think about it at all. I was just trying to go out there and play football. And I didn't have any pain whatsoever. And I felt like I was moving around pretty well. So I'm pretty happy with how things went.
Are you still the starter? Is that your understanding out there?
No, I don't believe so. Walden's been playing some great football, like I said. I don't know how that's all going to work out, but I'm just here, you know, to provide depth if they need me, and, you know, do what I can.
Frankly, you get the opportunity. You got a game for getting
the office. Yeah, that's a heck of a game plan. I mean, we're working on that, and but obviously we got to know where he is at all times, and you know he's definitely the head of their offense, and you know in order to beat that offense, we're going to have to take off the head, I guess. So, but we have to watch that. Yeah.
Outside of he shakes off sackers, he does a good job of that. But outside of that, he's a pretty effective scrambler, and yet he kind of looks like hell doing it. I mean, you know, he doesn't look particularly fast or nifty or nimble, but he's an effective scrambler. Have you figured that one out? How's he getting that?
Right, we definitely got to contain him. You know, he's able to make plays with his feet. You know, moving around outside the pocket, and he still can deliver great throws, which is, I mean, why he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So definitely we're taking that in consideration. Yep.
Frank, you talked about this being a great season. If you've been great next week, that put a mark on this season?
For me? No. I mean, I didn't expect to be anywhere close to this, you know what I mean? Our team's in the Super Bowl. I mean, as weird as it is, I thought it was only in college, you know, where you kind of like loved your team and your players. It is like this here. I mean, maybe that's why we're doing so well, is because like everyone's just so close. You know, I'm just happy to be a Packer. I'm happy for the city. Everyone in the city is just so awesome. You know, they got so much pride, and I'm just happy for the organization and the community. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they would respond just fine. You know, I didn't really have any pain or setbacks today. So, yeah, everything was fine.
How much support have you received?
Quite a bit, actually. You know, there's a lot of radio stations and stuff like that from the state of Michigan, just because there's a lot of people from Michigan in the Super Bowl. A lot of the smaller schools, too, like Eastern, Western, Central Michigan, are well represented in the Super Bowl. So I think we take a little bit of pride in that. But obviously the city of Detroit, a lot of my people out there, you know, I get hundreds of text messages, you know, how proud of them and me, and it's real cool, yeah.